Darkness into Light, the Pieta House annual fundraising and awareness event is taking place in seven venues right across Donegal. Danny Devlin's in studio with me now to discuss this. Hi, Danny.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you getting on?
Not too bad at all.
Right, only around the corner, isn't it? Is it next weekend?
It is next weekend, seven to me.
Okay. And there's lots happening in Donegal, isn't there? I mean, it's really spread far and wide across the county.
Yeah, it has. The Darkness into Light event started originally in 2009 with 400 people taking part in the Phoenix Park in Dublin. Last year, there was 100,000 participants taking place. There was 80 venues last year. It's actually gone up to 120 venues this year across the country. And with that increase, we also have increased venues here in Donegal.
Do you think the fact that this has become such a phenomenon is that we're talking more and people realise that in one way or other it pretty much affects or has affected everyone?
Yeah, well, mental health is a very, very big issue at the moment. And especially here in the Northwest, over the last year or two, we actually had an increase, unfortunately, in people taking their lives by
suicide. And those are recorded
suicide,
as well.
You know? So, I mean, it has increased there, and what we're really pushing for at the moment as well is to open up a facility here for the people of the Northwest as well. We're working on that.
And we were talking to about that not too long ago, and those plans are progressing well, aren't they?
They are. The fundraising's going very well. There's a few sort of big fundraising events coming up. The likes of the Danny O'Carroll event there that's coming up now on the 20th of May. There's a bucket collection there countywide now on the 18th of June as well, and stuff like that. But it's a very much needed service here not just for the county, it's covering the Northwest, and anybody from across the border wants to utilise the service as well whenever set up. As I said, they're all quite welcome.
Well, mental health doesn't know borders, does it?
So no, there's certainly no borders.
That's the logic to it. So the events include Donegal Town, Mahery, Letterkenny, Aranmore Island, Falkara, Buncrona and Tory Island. It's a very simple concept, but also very meaningful too, isn't it? Tell us about the walk.
Well, the walk itself starts, it commences everywhere at 4:15 in the morning. And it's very symbolic of coming out of the darkness, out of the actual night time. And you're actually walking. By the time you finish, it's actually become a daylight. And it's symbolic for those people in dark places there that there is hope out there. And the big message is the message of hope.
Mm. And those taking part generally, it's a broad mix of people.
It is, from every walk of life, right across the board, right down to children. Do you have teenagers? There's actually a big input now from the schools this year as well. There's a lot of students taking part, and it's, as I said, people can walk it, they can run it, whatever they want to do themselves. We've in Letterkenny here, we've actually changed the route this year, and it will be a lot easier to go along there. It's going to be a lot flatter this year, and with that, there's going to be new features along the route this year as well.
Tell us a bit more about it then.
In race to Letterkenny, for the last couple of years, whenever we started off in Donegal here originally, which is only 2 years ago, there was an event in Letterkenny that increased to 3 last year. We're up to 7 in Donegal this year, and also, and I want to mention as well there, there's also one in Derry and there's one in Bleak as well, which is 9 for the Northwest. The big thing that we want to, but I sort of want to maybe push here today, is actually to get people to register sooner rather than later, because if they leave it to sort of last minute there, it can be very difficult to manage from the organised point of view.
The sooner the better, people know. So how do people register then, Dan?
Well, they can register online, or some of the locations have a pre-registration as well, where you can actually go along and you can pay the money, register there and pick up your t-shirt at the same time. And them venues as well, if you have already registered online, you just print off your receipt, bring it along and pick up your t-shirt. And the sooner that's done, the better. So it means that you can actually arrive early in the morning prepared rather than having to queue up. So you don't mind if I go around a couple of the areas maybe, because there's certain... And recently, Letterkenny, we have a pre-registration at the community centre on the Friday evening just before the event, which is next Friday there between 3:30 and 7:00. In Donegal Town on the Friday evening as well, they're having a pre-registration there between 5 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
Why is that?
At night. That's in the John Bosco Centre in Donegal Town. And also, in all the venues there, there is a sort of last minute registration before the event. But what we would say there is certainly be there before 3:45, because after that, everything is in relation to preparation for taking off. And all the events have to start on a particular time. But obviously, we have no control over the sun coming up in the morning. So,
well, if you could pull that one off.
Just in relation to Donegal Town as well, just if people just arrive into Donegal Town, and there will be people there to direct to parking areas. In Mahery there, Mahery will be much the same as last year. I think the route this year might actually go the opposite direction, but all the arrangements are still the same there. Filcara is a new venue this year. I know there was a small walk last year there, but the interesting one about Filcara, it's the only one actually walking on the beach this year. And there's a pre-registration there in Filcara this Monday coming. That's between 2 and 4 there in Gara Columkill in Filcara and Siopa Mickey in Gidor. And also then the Friday before the event as well, between 10 and 6 p.m. there in Gara and Columkill there in Filcara. Tory Island, an interesting one this year, because we've actually two islands this year. And they have actually organised a special ferry to go out on the Friday evening. That's next Friday evening, leaving Maharorty at 7 o'clock. And it'll be come back in again in the morning at 10:30. Now, I was talking to them there, and there is, if anybody wants to stay out overnight there, the B&Bs, the hotels and stuff like that. So if they contact the Facebook page there, that they'll
great overall experience indeed, yeah.
Inform them there, and there's actually a concession on the ferry going out and in as well. Arranmore, another island as well. They're having a pre-registration there in Bortonport on Sunday at 12 noon. It'll be probably just after Mass time there as well. And also they have a special ferry going out to the island, which will be leaving, I think, at 3 o'clock from Bortonport out to the island. And after the event as well, it'll bring them back to
3 a.m., is it?
3 a.m., yeah.
That's very convenient.
Yeah, so it'll give them just time to get out.
Perfect.
And
so warmed up. It's a fundraiser, of course. So when you register, there's a charge, isn't there? I mean, that's what the whole thing is about.
There is. The charges are on the Facebook pages there. For adults there, it's €25. For students and job seekers there is €15. And then there's group rates as well.
Yeah, okay. But all the money raised is going towards this work that Pieta House is doing, and you get a T-shirt to show that you took part as well.
You get a T-shirt. The T-shirts are actually slightly different this year. There's a different logo on them there, but they're still the yellow T-shirt there.
Brilliant. Danny Devlin, where do people get more information online? Presumably people might want to check it out.
Yeah, well, if they go on to any of the Facebook pages, if they just go into Darkness Into Light, Letterkenny, you get the Letterkenny details.
And they're all well Darkness, linked around.
Yeah, they're all linked around that way there.
Listen, congratulations on the level of organisation required. I know there's loads of people are required to make this thing happen. And we wish you the very best of luck next weekend.
Thanks very much, and I hope everybody enjoys themselves.